Just one halakha, as we come closer to Rosh Hashanah, so we're all gearing up for the highlight of the holiday, which is Tikiat the Shofar, which is the blowing of the Shofar. Regarding the blowing of the Shofar, many reasons have been given. One primary reason is, it is Zecher La'akedat Yitzhak. It is to commemorate the binding of Yitzhak, when Abraham sacrificed him, and at the last minute God stopped him. So Yitzhak came off the altar, and Abraham went and took an animal from the bushes, and he pulled him out by the horns, and by taking a horn, that reminds Kivyachol HaKadosh Baruch Hu of Akedat Yitzhak, and that gives us a merciful judgment. Once we explain that that's a reason, we can explain now another custom that we have. The custom is that before the Hazan makes the Tiki'ot, when he's making the Berachot, the Shofar is covered, which means he puts it over his Kuracha, it's underneath it, and it's covered. Only after he finishes the Shehiyanu does he expose it and blow it. Where did this custom come from to cover the Shofar before we blow it? The custom is brought down by the Eliyahu Rabbah that says that when Abraham went to bring Yitzhak as a Korban, so he was preparing the Mizbeah. He was building the Mizbeah. So Yitzhak was standing. Abraham was concerned that the Satan might come and take a rock and throw it at Yitzhak and make him blemished. And therefore the Korban is going to be invalid. So it says Abraham covered Yitzhak Avinu to protect him. So because of that, we cover the Shofar as well before that we blow it. There's another reason that's brought down, which is also significant. There was once in a community, the Tokeya could not get the sound out of the Shofar, as it happens sometimes. And he was struggling. So the rabbi said that the Satan has possessed the Shofar because he does not want the sound to come out because of the value of it. And therefore he recited the Pasuk as it's brought down in the books. If you cannot blow the Shofar for whatever reason, you should whisper into the Shofar, V'hi no'am adonai elenu a'anenu, u'ma'asi adenu k'analenu, u'ma'asi adenu k'anenu. So he did it, and the Shofar worked. So he says, we cover the Shofar so the Satan won't possess it, in order that when we finally take it out, we'll be able to blow a sound. The question now is asked, once you're saying it's under the Kuracha, what is the deen when the Hazan or the Tokeya is making the Beracha? Does he have to hold on to the Shofar? Ben Ish Chai says, yes indeed. So the way he would do that is, with his right hand, he would stick his hand under the Kuracha, hold the Shofar in his right hand, without being revealed, and then after he says the Shehiyanu on the first day, he pulls it out and blows it. So that's explaining some of the reasons, and some of the practices that surround Tikiat Shofar.